Welcome to this inspiring message brought to you by Kingsword Media Outreach, a part of Kingsword Ministries International. We hope this teaching inspires you and transforms you into all that God has destined you to be. Please stay tuned for more information about Kingsword Ministries International following this message. May God bless you as you listen.
From verse 1, it says, while Apollos was ministering in Corinth, Paul traveled on through the regions of Turkey. I'm reading the Passion Translation. Until he arrived at Ephesus, where he found a group of 12 followers of Jesus. The first thing he asked them was, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers? No, they replied. We've not even heard of the Holy Spirit. Paul asked them, then what was the meaning of your baptism? They responded, it meant that we would follow John's teaching. Paul said John's baptism was for those who were turning from their sins. And he taught you to believe and follow in the one who was coming after him, Jesus, the anointed one. When they understood this, they were baptized into the authority of Jesus, the anointed one. And when Paul had laid his hands on each of the 12, the Holy Spirit manifested, and they immediately spoke in tongues and prophesied. There are certain dimensions of God's spirit that requires, or God's move that requires, at certain point you have to come in contact with the Holy Spirit. There are certain directions that God must move in your life, and then at certain point in that direction you have to come in contact with the Holy Spirit. Which means that there are certain things you cannot do and not manifest and not find expression in, except there is that manifest presence of the Holy Spirit. So when Paul came into this company of believers, he must have seen something in them. He must have observed something in them that made him ask the question, have you received the Holy Ghost? There must be something about what they were doing at the time, how they were acting, how they were behaving, that made him ask, have you received the Holy Ghost? There must have been some kind of expression or some kind of boldness or some kind of authority or walk or demonstration that they must have. He must have seen, and then he had to ask the question, have you received the Holy Ghost? The scripture says the first thing he asked them was, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers? And then to his amazement, they had not even heard that there was anything called the Holy Ghost. And if we read in Acts chapter 2, how the disciples were living at the time before they encountered the Holy Spirit, and we understand that the life that they lived at the time and what they they enjoyed or they expressed or manifested or lived after the Holy Spirit came upon them was completely different. Completely different. Completely different. So Paul deemed it necessary here to explain to them that, look, there is something called the Holy Spirit. Jesus talked about him as being the one that will come after him, that would teach us, that would guide us, that would lead us, instruct us, that would help us, that would comfort us. And he said, I won't leave you comfortless. I will send you another helper just like me, just like me. Turn your Bibles to John chapter 3 and verse 8. John 3 and 8. Jesus was talking to Nicodemus about something. He was telling him about a life, a rebirth, an experience that needed to happen to him. He was telling him about the power of God, the work of God's Spirit. And this is how Jesus would explain to Nicodemus. He said from verse 3, Jesus answered, Nicodemus, listen to this eternal truth. So Jesus recognized that it's an eternal truth. It's not an opinionated truth. It's not someone else's truth. It's nobody's version of the truth. It's an eternal truth. It says, before a person can perceive God's kingdom, they must first experience a rebirth. Nicodemus said, rebirth? How can a gray-headed man be reborn? It's impossible for anyone to go back into the womb a second time and be reborn. I like the word that Nicodemus used. It is impossible. Because in actual reality, there are certain things that are not possible, but when the Holy Ghost comes, they become possible. There are certain things that appears that they cannot be done, but the appearance of the Holy Spirit tells you that it is possible. That it's possible. So Jesus, giving him an answer to what he thought that was impossible, he said, I speak an eternal truth. Unless you are born of water and the Spirit, you will never enter God's kingdom. For the natural realm only gives birth to things that are natural. But the spiritual realm gives birth to supernatural life. So you shouldn't be amazed by my statement. You all must be born from above. And then it says, for the spirit wind blows at as it chooses. You can hear its sound, but you don't know where it came from or where it's going. So it is the same with those who are born, who are spirit born. Who are spirit born. So what it means then in essence is that I should be born again, but then I should experience the Spirit in my being born again. So not only should I experience a rebirth, I should experience the life flow of the Spirit. That's why Jesus called it spirit born. So not only should I experience a rebirth, but I should experience the flow of the life of the Spirit. The flow of that life. The flow of that life. Why is it important that energy, that flow, that presence of the Holy Ghost, that move, that direction, that thing that comes upon you when the Holy Spirit comes on you? Why is it important? Why is it important? Why can't I just live my life like every other person? I know people who have argued and said that, is the Holy Ghost really important? And their argument is that they know people who don't speak in tongues, people who are not filled with the Holy Spirit, and they are doing stuff, XYZ, whatever the stuff is. They say they are relevant, they are important, they are movers and shakers of society. But the question is, do you want to be a mover and shaker of society, or you want to be spirit-born? Do you want to be a mover and shaker of society, or you want to be spirit-led? Do you want to be a mover and shaker of society, or you want to be spirit-driven? Spirit-driven. It says, so that wind of the Spirit blows as it chooses. What you hear as it's blowing is the sound. But you don't know where it came from or where it's going. It says, so the character of the one that is spirit-born is such that that person follows the sound of the Spirit. The character of the one that is born of the Spirit follows the sound of the Spirit. You don't know where it's coming from or where it's going. Your eyes may be shut, but there is that experience you get in the presence of the Holy Ghost that you know exactly how life is. That's why Jesus said in John 6:63, he says, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Because you are first spirit before you are any other thing. Man is a spirit, he has a soul, and then he lives in a body. So the communication of life to him has to be by spirit first, primarily. And when it comes by spirit, it has to come by the Holy Ghost. So when the Holy Ghost infuses with your human spirit and you make that divine connection, you make that flow, then you are one with him. Then the future that you so desire, the future that you long for, the future that you want, the future that you are craving for is one that comes from your spirit and not from your flesh, not from your senses, but from your spirit. Because you're primarily first spirit before you're any other thing. Before you're any other thing. So when Paul asks them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Have you experienced him? Has he come upon you? Is there something in you and on you that is driving you, that is helping you to determine a future that he has planted inside of you? Is there something of such that is working in you? And then the Bible says he laid his hands on them. And from that point, they received the Holy Ghost. Before we pray, I want to share something in Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. This is from verse 1. We read here that Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burning. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. And then we know the rest of the story. What the Holy Spirit was showing me here was that the future that God has for us, the future that God has designed for us, the future that he has planned for us, many a time he gives us a glimpse of it. Many a time he shows us a picture of it. For lack of a better word, he distracts us to show us that future. He causes a distraction to come, to happen on your journey, on your way in life. Something just distracts you. Something just catches your attention. And then in that moment, you are seeking something. In that moment, you are looking at that thing, but then not knowing that that distraction is a call for a future that God is calling you to. I read a book many years ago by Dr. Creflo Dollar. It says, How to Trouble Your Trouble. How to Trouble Your Trouble. At that point in my life, I had lots of troubles. And I stumbled on the book and I realized that sometimes there's something he called spiritual bumpers that God just puts on our way. He puts those spiritual bumpers on our way. And then sometimes we think that those things are maybe distractions, or those things are meant to take us away. But the intent of God is that they are meant to bump us into what God wants us to do. Calls them spiritual bumpers. There are lots of spiritual bumpers in scripture. Different places where people stepped into something and then it didn't look good. It didn't look nice. But it was just a bumper to push you into your future. To push you into the things that God has destined for you, has planned for you. So Moses had his own spiritual bumper here, where he was leading his father-in-law's flock. And then he got bumped into a future that he did not know, but the Holy Ghost knew. He got bumped into a future that he couldn't have used his senses to calculate. He got bumped into a future that only the Holy Ghost knew. Only the Holy Ghost knew. But when we come under the influence of that spirit, you will have lots and lots of spiritual bumpers on your way. That's why I tell believers, you should get to the point in your life where nothing happens to you by chance. Nothing. 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 It has to be a hand of God. It has to be a move of God. It has to be a spiritual bumper. Because if scripture says that the path of the just is as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter to a perfect day, it means that each step I take should lead me to greatness and brighten my life. No matter what happens. Oh, I'm driving, I have a flat tire. It's working for my good. Someone bumps into me from behind. It's working for my good. The thing didn't work out the way I planned that day. It's working for my good. With that kind of attitude, with that kind of disposition, with that kind of understanding, you realize that your life gravitates all the time towards the best, no matter what happens to you. And that kind of attitude cannot just come unless you are soaked in the knowledge of what the Holy Ghost has come to do in your life. So tonight, I want us to pray about these spiritual bumpers. They're all around you. They're happening in your workplace. They're happening in your businesses, in your career. They're happening in your family. And you're asking questions about it. Rather than try to reason them out, understand that you are in the hand of God. And as His hand is upon you, He's bringing you to a better place. As His hand is upon you, He's bringing you to a future that He has planned for you. Things may not make sense at the beginning. They may not make sense initially. But after a while, with the benefit of hindsight, you begin to see that He's actually the one placing everything line upon line, arranging everything. And the things that you thought were mistakes were actually God's hand directing you. Moses could have walked away and said, you know what? The bush is burning, it's not consumed, so what? I bet you God would have come in another way, come in another direction, showed up somehow again just to get his attention. Just to get his attention. And I believe that there are certain things in our lives, in building a future with the Holy Ghost, there are certain things in our lives that he would use to get our attention. To get our attention. To see how we'll react. Just to nudge us to know, just bump into it and get our reaction and see how we'll respond. And then through that means, he begins to navigate us into the future that he has planned for us. He said, the spirit wind blows as it chooses. As it chooses. Stand to your feet. I want us to pray tonight. That spirit wind, if it blows as it chooses, then you have a responsibility to say to it, as you blow in my direction, let me not be a hindrance to it. Blow as you choose. Blow as you choose. Let me not be a hindrance to it. Let me not be a hindrance to it. Because, I mean, the future that you and I really, really want. I mean, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 2. It said, these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. Not through our senses, but through the Spirit. That's how he revealed it to us. Why? Because the Spirit searches everything. Even the depths of God. Even the depths of God. Even the depths of God. So that wind of the Spirit, the Bible calls it the Spirit wind. The Spirit wind. And the only thing it's asking you to do with that Spirit wind is to hear the sound. To hear the sound. So when you hear the sound, what do? You begin to move in the direction of the sound. You move in the direction of the sound. You're not moving in the direction of the things that are, you know, disturbing you, you know, the challenges and everything, but you're moving in the direction of the sound of the Spirit. So something may be happening here. And then if you keep your eyes on it and not listen to the sound of the Spirit, you probably would want to flow in the direction of what you can see. But what he's saying is that in this kingdom realm, we don't flow in the direction of what we can see in the natural. We flow in the direction of what we can hear in the Spirit. So we follow that sound of the Spirit. So you may be looking at something and it's obvious. You know how they say it, koro koro. You are looking at it like this. And they say, ah, but this thing is like this. But the sound you are hearing in the Spirit is another direction. So what scripture is telling us is that as children of God, our duty is to understand how that wind is blowing and then just follow the sound. Not what we're seeing, but the sound. The sound. The sound. He said, so it is same with those who are spirit born. Who are spirit born. Who are spirit born. You lift your hands to him tonight. And I want people to be sincere with the Holy Ghost. That's the only thing that makes sense. That's sincerity with the Holy Spirit. And say, Father, I really don't know my future. I really don't know. I don't have it figured out. I don't have it figured out. I don't have it figured out. I think I do, but I don't. I don't. But if I can hear your sound, 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 open your mouth tonight and talk to him. So Lord, if I can hear your sound, that sincerity with the Holy Spirit, all he wants is for you and I to come before him and just allow him, allow him, allow him. like clay in the hands of the potter, to mold us and make us into everything that He wants us to be. Everything He wants us to be. Everything He wants us to be. Everything He wants us to be. So in your own words, just talk to Him tonight. I really don't know my future. I really don't know the next move. I really don't know the next direction. But let my ears be open to hear the sound of your Spirit. Let my ears be open to hear the sound and to follow that sound wherever you lead me. To follow that sound. To follow that sound wherever you lead me. To follow that sound. Oh, Shatabara Bahaya. Ikana Marado Satala Bahaya. Ninda Kasota Napati Kesetele Bahaya. To follow that sound. Oh, Shandebe Dikata. Redo Shandamala Nakasekele Bahaya. Lianon Sotaka de Sedieta. Ribo Shadibakato. Robash Telanamase Tenonosa. Nende Geya Taka Zokotola Katabahaya. To follow the sound of your Spirit, O God. Shando Sadalamai, Nekobada Nenesa, Entela Tradise Tenono Sotakele de Bahaya, Nidene Shadagahaya. Say, I don't really know, I don't really know, I don't really know the future. But you know, but you know, but you know, but you know. And then again, you're going to ask Him, that Lord, there are things that you have put on my way to bump me into your thoughts and your plan. A lot of times, certain things happen to us and then we want to be quick to act. We want to be quick to respond. We want to be quick to just take action. But what God is asking is, understand first of all, where this is coming from. Is this coming from me? Am I trying to say something through this burning bush? Am I trying to communicate something through this experience? Is there something lurking? Is there something in my spirit that is meant to come out from this experience? Is this a bumper to bump me into the things that God would have for me? That God would have for me. I want you to ask the Lord for the patience to recognize when the Spirit is moving you. To recognize when it's God's Spirit that is moving you. It says the Spirit wind blows as it chooses. As it chooses. If I don't understand that it's the wind of the Spirit, I might try to say it's a hurricane or it's a storm or something. And maybe try to shield myself rather than allow that wind of the Spirit to carry me. But I try to shield myself. But when I'm in tune with Him and I understand that this is the wind of the Spirit, I'll just align myself with that wind and allow Him to just carry me through. Carry me through. Carry me through. Carry me through. Just open your mouth and ask of Him tonight. Because the Spirit of God knows that future better than you. He has it all figured out. He has it all planned out. He has it all planned out. The more yielded you are to Him, the more submitted you are to Him, the easier it is for you to flow with that wind of the Spirit. The easier it is for you to flow with that wind of the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. And then lastly, listen to me, there's something that I've come to understand that it's prevalent a lot in my life. Somehow, I get to know how things should be. I look at a situation, I look at a circumstance or something happening, and supernaturally, I just get to know how it will turn out or how it will form. And I realize that it's a result of that infusion with the Holy Ghost. and that submission to his will. So long before the outcome shows up, I kind of just know that this will add to this, this will happen this, and then this will be the outcome. This will be the outcome. I want to pray for you, for that grace to rest upon you, because it has helped me so much in my life. It has made me a lot more patient when things happen, because I just wait a while and look very carefully through the eyes of the Spirit. I just get to see that, okay, this is not unto death, or this will end up like this or turn out like this. And then it puts me in a rest position. It has helped me a whole lot in my walk with God. Things hardly scare me. I always say that one of the things that scare me in the whole world is when I do not know what God is saying. Not when things happen. No, things could happen. I mean, they could just come now and say, this whole building is on fire. It's okay. It won't scare me. But what will scare me is if I can't hear what God is saying about the building that is on fire. If I can hear what he's saying, then I'm fine. Then I'm fine. Then I'm fine. And it's been like that for years and years. When I don't even hear, or I'm not able to hear what he's saying, I just stay in his presence enough to hear. Enough to hear. Enough to have that assurance that, okay, this is the direction of the Spirit. That's the direction of the Spirit. Lift your hands to him. As your heart so desires for a deeper walk, a deeper communication with the Holy Ghost, a deeper realm with him, where you come to knowledge of things, events, and circumstance, I ask, may that grace rest upon you in the name of Jesus. May there be an infusion between you and the Holy Ghost, and may nothing scare you. May you come to the place of precise knowledge, the way the Holy Spirit knows. May you come to that place so that the future that God has for you will be built together, you and the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Can you lift your hands to him? I want us to sing that song one more time.
The preceding message was brought to you by Kingsword Ministries International. For information about Kingsword Ministries, visit us at kingsword.org. For information and additional resources. Thank you for listening to this message. And remember, where the word of a king is, there's power.